Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Why medical students in China are faking their way to a doctor's license. Written by Zhou Xinda and Wang Xintong. Published in SciScene Global on February 8, 2023. Narrated by Sylvia Franca. Clinical studies graduate Liang Feng decided to use forged documents to sit the National Physician Licensing Exam after discovering she was not eligible because she had not spent a year on probation at a medical facility. Liang paid 8,000 yuan, $1,180, to an institution that took care of everything, including creating a fake probationary certificate and a registration form. It was like I borrowed someone else's body, the resident of South China's Guangdong province told SciScene, explaining that the school, degree, and workplace on the registration form were false. She used the fake documents to pass the necessary pre-exam inspection. Liang ultimately failed the exam, but her case sheds light on a black market for services provided by agencies that exploit regulatory loopholes and collude with people within the healthcare system to enable ineligible candidates to take the physician licensing exam. These so-called registration institutions help people forge various necessary credentials, such as academic and work certificates, and conspire with the examiners who check these credentials' authenticity before the exam. If successful, technically unqualified candidates can take the exam and become a licensed physician or licensed physician assistant in one of four disciplines: clinical medicine, Chinese medicine, dentistry, and public health. By using registration institutions, which masquerade as legitimate training and education providers, doctors-to-be can greatly shorten the time it takes to become licensed. The services usually cost around 10,000 yuan, but sometimes can be as much as 80,000 yuan, a staffer at one medical education institution told SciScene. The registration fee for the exam itself is usually no more than 300 yuan, public information shows. The candidates using these services are not necessarily inexperienced. They still have to pass the exam themselves. Rather, they are struggling to meet specific requirements for taking the licensing exam, such as being probationary employees at specific types of institutions. The problem is that China requires too many boxes to be ticked to even have a shot at becoming a licensed doctor. This black market is undermining the government's efforts to overhaul its healthcare system. Furthermore, the need to cut through the red tape and to have more doctors was in stark relief during the recent wave of COVID-19, which struck China following the abandonment of zero COVID in December and overwhelmed local healthcare systems. The deluge of cases left hospitals and primary care facilities in major cities, including Beijing, short on medicine, beds, and doctors. Taking shortcuts. For candidates, the main reason to take a shortcut is to reduce the period they have to spend before taking the exam, thus shortening the overall time it takes to get a doctor's license, which opens doors to better jobs, higher salaries, and other benefits, SciScene has learned. In China, it usually takes at least 8 years for a medical student to become a licensed doctor. For students pursuing a bachelor's degree in clinical medicine or higher, they need at least 5 years of university study and 3 years of standardized training in a large urban hospital before they are allowed to officially start working as a doctor. During this period, they can take the national exam to obtain a doctor's license as long as they also spend a year on probation at a medical treatment, disease prevention, or healthcare facility. However, Not all doctors in China come from university backgrounds. For other medical students, such as those admitted to secondary vocational schools, from which they can earn the equivalent of a high school education, it takes longer before they can work as doctors and practice medicine independently. Typically, the vocational school students must first undergo 3 years of schooling and 1 year of work probation, after which they are only able to take the National Physician Licensing Exam to become a physician assistant. They must then work for another 5 years to be eligible to take the exam again to obtain a doctor's license. But such candidates of clinical medicine also have to undergo 3 years of standardized training at hospital. However, these requirements are difficult for many students to meet. Job opportunities are limited, especially for those without university backgrounds. The reality is, even when recruiting interns, urban hospitals are reluctant to hire those who have just graduated and are not yet licensed to practice medicine, according to a study by researchers, including An Ningbo from the Southern Medical University in manufacturing hub Guangzhou. Wu Sheng, a vocational school graduate working at a small public hospital in Suqian, East China's Jiangsu province, paid 13,900 yuan to a registration institution that promised to help him register for the 2023 National Physician Licensing Exam. In 2019, Wu became a practicing physician assistant. Under China's law on licensed doctors, he could only take the exam 5 years later to qualify as a doctor. But Wu told Caixin he didn't want to wait that long after seeing his colleagues get promoted through the back door, making him less competitive in his department. Wu said his monthly salary would increase by 400 yuan to 600 yuan if he passes the exam and obtains a doctor's license. But not passing the exam would cause him to be transferred to a less important department with a lower salary. While some, like Wu, try to make their lives easier by taking shortcuts, others are forced to do so because they fear punishment from authorities for practicing medicine illegally. A doctor in the eastern province of Anhui told Caixin it's difficult for hospitals in remote areas to find enough doctors, so they often hire unlicensed doctors. In one village in southwest China, most of the physicians are not licensed to practice medicine, but have been treating patients for years, a local medical graduate said. However, because the government has recently stepped up its crackdown on the illegal practice of medicine, they have had to turn to the black market for help in getting a doctor's license, the graduate said. Regulatory loopholes. A staffer at one registration institution said they have connections with people in the healthcare system who help build relationships between them and key people. "You don't need to worry about exactly how we do it," the employee said when consulted on exam-related issues by a Caixin reporter pretending to be a candidate. "We'll give you the materials before the on-site inspection, tell you where to go and who to find, and help you pass the check straight away." "The key to success is meeting the right people in the right places," said staff members at two registration institutions. China's guidelines on the physician licensing exam recommend that candidates register for the exam in their domicile or in the region where they had passed their probationary period. However, the institutions often place candidates elsewhere to avoid regulatory risks while increasing the probability that candidates will be able to sit for the exam, sources said. Deng Liqiang, executive director of China Health Law Society, told Caixin that due to poor exam conditions and insufficient human resources in some Western regions, local officials may not have done a good job of supervision in face of the huge workload. In addition, the cross-provincial movement of candidates also makes verification difficult. These institutions take advantage of the loopholes and deliberately select provinces with lax vetting, Deng said. A staff member in Shaanxi's healthcare system, familiar with the matter, agreed, saying it would be too difficult to check and verify all the information submitted by each candidate, considering that nearly 50,000 people register for the exam in the northwestern province each year. Carrot and stick. Registration institutions are mainly suspected of committing the crime of forging the seals of state-owned companies, private enterprises, public institutions, or mass organizations, as well as of illegally posting advertisements, said Zheng Xueqian, vice president of the China Health Law Society. The former can result in an offender being imprisoned for 3 years, according to the criminal law. Authorities have enhanced oversight of applicants for the National Physician Licensing Exam. For example, to make it harder for applicants to falsify proof of employment, Beijing has included proof of 3 straight months of Social Security payments from medical institutions where they have worked in the list of documents they must submit when signing up for the exam. Meanwhile, Nantong in Jiangsu province requires candidates to provide proof of salary from a medical institution. However, Deng said instead of just further tightening regulation, authorities should tackle the problem at the source. That is, by attracting more qualified candidates to take the exam through legitimate channels. And a surefire way to do that is by increasing salaries. Salary is the most tangible guarantee society can offer to doctors and the motivation for people to consider entering the profession, he said. Chinese and foreign medical students face similarly long internship or probationary periods. However, foreign students are more patient because they know they will earn significantly more after becoming full-fledged doctors, according to Deng. In China, seniority and years of experience seem to be the key determinants of doctors' pay, rather than how hard they work and how much work they do, he said. This view was supported by a doctor in the central province of Hubei who said, "Without better pay, talent will never be stabilized, and doctors may find ways to make money from other sources rather than devote themselves to treating patients." Deng noted that one cause of the current shortage of medical and nursing staff in many areas is low wages. China's healthcare system is facing a severe brain drain. The country has about 200,000 medical graduates every year, but only 60% of them take the National Physician Licensing Exam. Immunologist Ba Dunyan told state broadcaster CCTV in 2021. Earlier, renowned infectious disease expert Zhong Nanchan said, based on his own statistics, at least 20% of medical students in general higher education don't pursue the profession after graduation. Liang Feng and Wu Sheng in this article are pseudonyms.